Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight's gospel text carries with it the theme of readiness, but not general readiness, but readiness for the return of Jesus Christ. Of all the things in our lives that we need to be ready for, the return of Jesus Christ is the most important. When all is said and done, it is the only thing that matters. And tonight's reading uses phrases for readiness, such as stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. These elements of readiness applied mainly to servants of a household. In this parable of Jesus, the master of the house has left to go and celebrate a wedding. A wedding could take several days to celebrate, and so he could be back at any time. Servants were required to be ready at all times for his return. And while they might not know exactly when he would be back, they did know for sure that he would be back. So these servants needed to be dressed for action. But a more literal translation of that text is that these servants needed to gird their loins. Now, servants in Jesus' day wore long gowns to cover their bodies. Anyone who has worn anything longer than a pair of shorts, and that is not a pair of pants, knows how difficult it is to move quickly in such clothing. And so girding the loins then in those days meant to pull up the gown far enough to allow the legs to move quickly. And a belt or a girdle was then used to keep the gown at that desired height for proper movement. Now these servants also needed to have their lamps burning at all times, especially in the evenings when it was dark. So filling a lamp with oil and then lighting that lamp as soon as the master arrived would take too much time and risk the chance of it still being dark as the master entered the house. And if the master's knocking, you don't want him waiting outside while you're trying to get the lamp lit. So the master expected a well-lit home when he arrived, and immediately so. So the lamps must have a ready supply of oil. They must be lit and be within reach at all times. So Jesus uses this parable to teach his disciples about the readiness required for his return. None of Jesus' followers, us included, want to be surprised by his return. They and we should be ready at all times, just like the servants of the Master. So what does it look like for the Christian to be ready for Christ's return? Well, readiness looks like faithfulness. And faithfulness to Jesus Christ is our readiness for his return. So be faithful to Christ in all things. Keep his commands. And obey his word. That is the life of a Christian. And it is done in happiness and in joy. We do not do such things because we must. We do not obey Christ's commands because we fear the wrath of God for our sins. Because Jesus Christ has already absorbed all of that wrath for our sins by his death upon the cross. Every sin that we have ever committed or will commit from this point on has been covered by the blood of Jesus. That is what Jesus was born to do, to forgive us, to save us, and to die for us. It is our privilege now to be what Christ Jesus has set us free to be, his people, holy, set apart, and royal. So our readiness for Christ's return means always believing in him and what he has done for us. We need to always trust in Jesus for our salvation, so that when he does come back, or we die, whichever comes first, we will be found as saints of God in Christ Jesus. Now, Satan and our sinful nature want us to fail in that regard. They want us to put our trust in ourselves. Satan wants us to doubt the sure work of Christ. He wants us to doubt Christ's certain return. The devil wants us to doubt because that doubt can then turn to unbelief. And that unbelief is then the rejection of Jesus Christ as the Savior. And unbelief then rejects the truth that Jesus is coming again and will judge both the living and the dead. With that unbelief comes the full and total surrender to ourselves, to our sinful human natures, to its desires to live as though Christ is not coming anytime soon, and even worse, believing that he will never come back. But our Lord Jesus Christ knows about these potent and viral attacks of the devil and all of his temptations. He knows that our sinful flesh is still a hindrance to saving faith. And he knew that of his own disciples as well. And that is why he gave them this parable from our text about the Master's return and being ready. Being ready does take a conscious effort of the Christian. It does take a willingness to do what is necessary to be faithful. But what is necessary for faithfulness is not the performing of good deeds for other people. It's not doing more good than bad. It's not being good enough or being holy enough. For all those things are impossible for us to accomplish. What is necessary for that faithfulness is what you are gathered here to do tonight. To hear God's word gladly in accordance with the third commandment, and to receive God's Son in the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper. You have been baptized into Jesus. You now have life in him. You have identity in Christ. And that life that you have in Jesus is fed, just like the life of your body is fed, with food, real, tangible food. The food of our souls is the Word of God. And that Word of God is given through speaking and also through bread and wine. And that Word is received then by hearing the Word that is spoken and by eating the word that is given in bread and wine. Being where Christ Jesus promises to be, in his word, in his sacrament, in his sanctuary, is what it means to be ready. That is the faithfulness that Christ seeks in his disciples. Through Jesus' word and sacrament, your reception of them by faith given to you by the Holy Spirit through that same word, you are ready for the last day, the day of Christ's triumphal return. How about that truth, that reality to start off a new year? And we don't know what this upcoming year holds for any of us. It may be good, it may be bad. It may be both as well. But regardless of what the year holds for us ahead, we go through it with the Lord. Our Savior walks along with us all the way. And he knows what each new day will bring for us, and he brings us to each new day. He will not leave you, and he will not forsake you. Nothing can separate you from his love. Not angels or rulers, not death or life, not a good year, not a bad year. Christ is in you, and that isn't going to change. Your loins are girded, and your lamps are burning. You are ready for whatever will come your way. Remember this, what comes to those who are faithfully waiting for the Lord's return. He is going to serve you. The Lord of the universe, the master of all things, will serve you, his creation. He will wait on you at his banquet feast. What joys and what celebration we have to look forward to in the year to come and in the eternity that awaits us. The Lord Jesus Christ grant you the peace that comes from believing in his work of salvation for you, in believing that all things are in his hands, and knowing that you will spend forever with him. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.